Congrats on the doubleheader win. First for you, Lauren, you started off going 4 for 4 in the second game, and obviously it was a great day offensively. If you can just share your thoughts on the team's performance.
I was really proud of how the team performed. I think all of our at bats were looking really good. We were pretty disciplined at the plate. The umpire had a very, very small strike zone. So we used that to our advantage and tried to just stay within our zone and swing at pitches we liked and worked out in our favor.
And then for you, Audrey, obviously Lauren thought one way of the umpire. You're the catcher. What were your thoughts on the plate discipline? Then obviously you have to work with your pitchers too.
Yeah, kind of going off what Lauren said, I think yesterday we got similar umpire strike zones. So we kind of knew going into today that we had to tighten up our pitch selection and swing at the pitches that we wanted. And for the pitchers, it was about making the adjustments and just getting ground balls and making sure or letting our defense basically play.
And then for you, Audrey, the last couple of days, it seems like the bottom of the lineup has really been setting the table. I mean, Lauren being the leadoff batter is having several RBIs, and that can only happen when y'all get on base. Can you just share what that mindset's been the last couple of days?
Yeah, I think Taisha and I have been doing a great job of turning the lineup over. She's getting hot, I'm getting hot. And I think we have good chemistry at the bottom of the lineup overall. And me and Kels have great chemistry because she's at the top. And I think it just goes a long way when we have relationships with our teammates and we want everyone to do well, up like 1 through 9.
And Lauren, the first game going up against the defending MAC champions, they get out to an early lead, but then y'all come back. What was going on in those couple of innings early on?
They jumped on the scoreboard first, and immediately when we got back in the dugout, we were like, I mean, in order to win, we have to score. And Nicole set the tone by first pitch, just sending it out of the park. So that definitely helped. And then after that, it's just pass the bat, get on base, and take it one run at a time.
And then Audrey, you were here when you started the season 8-0. Right now you're 7-1. What's this run been like compared to your freshman year?
Yeah, I think this run compared to my freshman year, just honestly, we're a lot better of a team. I think our chemistry and our vibes are much higher. And granted, we were pretty good my freshman year, but right now I think we're excellent and we have strong hitting 1 through 9 all the way around. And we're very good at picking like each other up. If one of us is struggling, the other is succeeding. So I think that's the biggest difference for sure.
And then can you just talk about having three pitchers all pitch today and just what that's been like, especially helping Casey transition?
Yeah, I think Casey did a great job today, and she did last weekend as well, coming back with the save. I think, again, like we were saying, the umpire strike zones are pretty tough to work with. So when one pitcher can't find their strike zone and another pitcher can, it works out great for the team. I do think the offense picked the pitchers up a little bit today, and I think at the end of the day, it came to the umpires having a tight strike zone and just the pitchers letting our defense work.
And then, Lauren, another rematch tomorrow with Canisius. What's the mindset going into the game, and how do you continue to carry the momentum?
I think our mindset is don't let anyone hang around. Like, we are much better than the teams that we're competing with, and we need to show that. So I think right out of the gate, just getting runners on and playing our game, and honestly, just not letting like stupid errors on the bases in the field or anything like that stop us from playing our game. So that's our plan. And I know it's a timed game, so hopefully
Yeah.
we get in, we get out, and we get back on the plane to Boston.
Yeah.
Well, and then finally, obviously, a lot of wins, run rule victories, a young team or a mix of youth and experience. How do y'all make sure that you don't lose sight of the ultimate goal right now when you're having so much success?
I would say like the ultimate goal is, I mean, we're all chasing a championship. So I think here we know that what we're doing now is going to help us when it comes May. So I think just like taking it one pitch at a time and like learning from our mistakes is really important. So, and just making sure that we're having fun while we do it, because we play our best when we have fun.
All right. Thanks, ladies, and congrats.
Thanks,
Thanks,
Scott.
Scott.
Bye.
Bye.